of their business and vice versa. I will tell you now that I require that everything be edited. And apparently no one does any job to perfection. So it requires editing and re-editing, and editing and re-editing. Right now we are trying to get the screenplay done. And it requires being up until midnight just to do it. And because of personal input, basically frank attack against these ones for 2 days, I couldn't even get our work done until this morning. And I'll tell you now, it was fragile, and I'm upset. Because my squad wants to quit and didn't want to come down here into the lion's den to be shredded. We bring pain one to another.
Can I offer some input?
Yes.
Tananda is writing, starting to write about communication and expectation in a way that people start hopefully learning to do it more constructively. And then also recognizing inside themselves and defining what their expectations are so that those can be brought out in the open and see if they're reasonable, unreasonable, unrealistic or realistic types of expectations. Because he's basically saying we all have them. It's just defining what kind we have for better communication. Is that helpful?
It will be. This moment is not. Except that what Sananda said made her more nervous than anything because she knew this was coming. I have to put it where it is. And we can be idealistic all we want to. But I meant it. If this were a command and this were a military operation for any nation, what has just transpired would have incarcerated all of you for treason. I specifically requested that two or three things be kept absolutely silent. And in both instances, in less than an hour, it was out. Well, don't I know who? Yes, of course I do. Yes, of course I do. We have to either mature or we have to, I hate to put it this way, keep some of it from you. I asked that you once, quote, mind your own business. It isn't the community that does you in, it's you who do yourselves in. I've met the enemy and it is me, says Fogel. You cannot find peace within while you are stabbing somebody else. It is a habit. Do you hear me? It is a habit. And habits can be broken. But there have been now some very painful, costly errors made. And yes, I believe that that's enough. Desiree, I can only ask that Desiree persevere. You ones don't understand that it can be very difficult to be searching, to be beautiful, to be young, trying to find your way, honestly, honorably asking help and getting jibes. It makes the person stronger, but it leaves them riddled with holes. Pleiadians are not easy to be around because they're mush. They become a sieve very easily because they don't understand. And they're open. And what you see is what you get. I like a pretty house. I like a pretty couch. I don't believe that God is non-abundance. But if Desiree has a couch, is that any business of Princeton's? Or does Barry care? Not yet, but if enough people tell you that she's got it somehow and you don't, pretty soon you care. That's what I'm talking about. That is exactly what I'm talking about. And because ones gather into a town and share does not make another's business yours. And now I'm going to tell you the absolute punchline. Ones who think you're going to get an accounting, and Patricia, this is for you, because this has come from you. I think we should have an accounting of the Phoenix Institute. Why? I don't believe that very many have anything whatsoever to do with the Phoenix Institute. That is number one. Number two, anyone who comes to us is coming to us for privacy. Privacy. Let us say Barry decides to work somehow with the Phoenix Institute because he is the stranger in the room. Or John, who does have. Privately, they have every right to ask about their investment. But if you think anybody in charge of that institute is going to bear their privacy, we will go literally to the Supreme Court before it will be told. And anybody who asks for that does not understand in the slightest measure what we're about. That is the way business is done, to destroy you and to take away every shred of privacy there is from the citizen. And you have a right to do your business. And if you cannot do it the way we are doing it, don't do it with us, because we will protect you. And quite frankly, with Eleanor and John, I would never divulge either to John about Eleanor's investment or to Eleanor about John. That is between Eleanor and John. And I certainly would not say it to anyone in this room otherwise. And now they'll go home and fight and say, what did you put in there?
No.
I'm no precious. But I have to use something. We're getting much too tense about this. Please understand, this is the very merit of being within this village as we grow, is the very fact that we will defend constitutionally to the very last breath we have your right to your privacy. And it does come with trust. You cannot make your corporations work unless you trust your brother, because you will get caught with that money sitting in your confounded corporation rather than trust your brother to move it around for you. And as we grow, there will be ones coming in with technical knowledge that can help Oberle. Right now, all of you do come to him. John comes to him, and yet John and Eleanor have been to two of the conferences. And he's willing to do this. And Kathy goes through mounds of work to keep it all current. Let us be kind one with another. Please let us be kind, or we're not going to make it. If we cannot begin to live the truth as we're bringing it forth, we may as well not bring it. Man will not listen. Does that mean that you don't pay attention? No, you have to pay attention. But also you have to assume some responsibility. If you have believed enough in what we say we do, and you have sat with me as many hours as most ones in this room have sat with me for 3 years now, you either believe I'm who I say I am, or you shouldn't be here. And just because one or the other of your brothers does not respond as you think they should, does that mean I'm not who I say I am? You have learned to separate the two. Part of the trial of this day was that Dorma again confronted and separate the two. And for your confirmation, the fact that she is not sitting here crying will tell you she separated the two, because she has not been able to look at anybody without weeping. And I may not be able to override this one. We had to remove her grandchild. And I think maybe I'm not going to be able to get over it. Into a distant state from where he was for the last 3 weeks. To put him in safety. Do I want Donna to come and babysit for a while, as she asks? It's gracious of her. No. I don't want that child around any stranger. And yet you cannot hide under the bushel the light. If you do not believe that we come as hosts to bring truth, I have to ask you to consider not being here. You're not here for Oberle or Dorma, your corporation, your publishing company. That's an iffy, because that's the purpose of the publishing company. But if you do not believe in what you're doing, and you cannot accept it as a job for which you're paid, and if you are considering it underpay, which it is, then you have to consider that you have the capability, responsibility, to walk out the door and get employed elsewhere. Because no one has the right to be within the group and tear it down. This is the habit of the human being. This is the intent of the Dark Brotherhood, to cause confusion, unrest, and have everybody minding everybody else's business except their own. Why? Because they have trained you to be insecure in what you have, to be a welfare state, thinking you deserve something for that which you do not give, and to want from another because they have it and you don't. And I know of no way to equalize jobs, especially in the beginning when there is not funding to do so. Thousands and thousands of dollars have gone into printing, if you want to know where money goes. You cannot publish the amount of material and mail it. It is incredible, the cost. And it's coming so fast, there's no way for it to catch up. So it requires patience. Sifa Poo will be the most incredible motion picture ever put on any screen. And if you can read that screenplay without realizing it, then you are numb, it's hopeless, and you may as well give up now. What Wally Gentleman has done with 2001 Space Odyssey, he is putting in pure, incredible beauty into the special effects of this motion picture, and Karen should know it. It is impossible to read it without the emotion choking you. And then goes the Phoenix Journals. Following that motion picture, there will not be one person who ever sees it that will not get one, or two, or 30, or ever how many there are. But to stop this very type of inference that ones are misusing anything, we have to be patient and wait. We have to wait for the rewards, because first we have to give. And do you think that this is the only source? No, we're this far. Money is already exchanging. And then our real work starts with the project. And at this point, I don't know what I'm going to do. I cannot ask Overly to handle it all. And yet that is what his mission was. Now, Barry, if you dare.
Yes.
I would receive from you, son.
I'm honored to be here. I felt attacked in the beginning of the meeting. I
wasn't even aiming it at you.
I felt that it was. I just discovered the journals in Yelm, as a matter of fact. If I had not gone to Yelm, I would have not discovered the journals, and I bought them 3 weeks ago, and I've been reading, and I have been received the gift of much data that I've looked for years, and I owe that to you and to this group, and I really appreciate that in you. And I did not come here with the idea of this being entertainment or a show. I came here to buy books from the state of Washington, because they happen to be in the area. And to be at this meeting today was also a gift that I was offered, and I enjoyed that out of curiosity rather than to see you as a show.
I realize that.
And I'm honored to be here and to be honored with this group, and I'm really moved by the effort that the group has put out for my behalf, as others and the planet.
This group, and now I'm going to let my true color show.
You're going to lie again.
It's beyond what could ever be expected. The amount of work that goes out of here with loving hands is beyond anything we could have asked. And I'm grateful. I'm yelling as much at my scribe to get herself together as I am anyone in this room. You see, when you fall off the horse, you better get on it. It's just that it's been an incredible period of time. They shoot at her and they hit. They shoot at the house with beams. And we deflect them. But they hit the mountain behind. Mess up the crystal tuning system. Do I resent the brotherhood out there, regardless of who they are, who brings truth? Absolutely not. I had these ones cut their teeth on Rumpel's work. Truth is truth. And Rumpsa bore it beautifully. What goes wrong is earth impacts. Dared we think it would not impact here? Of course not. I'm just having to remind you that you are the supreme target. And I must be serious with you so you hear me. Because you sit in your little world. This is Nora, Patricia, Princeton, Charles, Dorma, Barry. You sit in this little world. You are not out there, even where they're practicing either deceiving or trying to stop the deceivers or getting this one or getting that one. You're not in the CIA today. You haven't lived within the realms of the CIA or the Mossad. And you cannot comprehend that little you can somehow be so important as to be among the little handful to represent God in the beginning. And I resent that impact against you ones, because you're not birthed of that kind of material. You don't understand it, and you lash out. You are so susceptible, do you see, to be swayed. If the group is talking, well, let's just pick over Desiree's dress. I think she'd look better without polka dots. Well, I bet it's too expensive anyway. I shop at Pick and Save. No, that's where Dorma shops. Overly hates it. We have to go to Pick and Save to get a fix of junk. And then onto the candy store for survival material. We are all children at Tom 2. We all become weary. We all resent the barrage. We all long for just something a little bit different than this heavy load. If I don't think about this heavy load and I think about Dorma's dress, I don't have to face it for a little while. I understand that. I understand it, and I love you for it. I love you anyway. whether I like it or not. I have to shout because I have to ask that you hear. Because when we blunder, it is so costly now in so many ways. And as a child, we can get by with doing childish things. And if we cannot accept the magnitude of that responsibility that each of us has reached out there and accepted, then we have to withdraw enough to grow a bit more. For we cannot continue to jeopardize either the word and the work of our Creator in this time of transition, or render our brother in pain. The facts are, it's like the corporation. It starts with a little misunderstanding, it works into a big one. And it's always that neither are right and neither are wrong. It just is the way it is. And there certainly is no reason that each hurdle cannot be gotten over. Because the stress and the responsibility has been great on everyone. It sounds like, well, from whatever we've said here today, that Nora must sit over there in her house just thinking up things to annoy over. No. She has genuine concerns. And not knowing what's going on, not knowing what to do about it, is worse, you see, than knowing what to do about it and someone else is not doing theirs. And Nora has been responsible for 3 volumes of material from Joy, who is out of state. And it requires more than just reading, because Joy is a long way away, and she has many personal problems that are bringing great pain to her and to me as her friend watching it. I watch you once be put upon, and those things anger me. Few things anger me. I may shout and rave, but I won't tell you. Very, very few things really anger me. But to see my people used by leeches hanging on angers me. Because you ones will walk the other 150% of the way and say, well, maybe if I would just do this, or if I just let them do that. And then you see, when it doesn't work, after you have made your contracts and you have given the 150%, you don't stand on your feet and say, I gave that other 150% and you flunked out. I didn't say divorce, I just said out. When you get on your feet, then you come talk to me. You do whatever you think you must do, but not any longer at the expense of my bank account or my heart. Because you make me lesser, and when you make me lesser, you make God lesser. I am worthy. No, you don't do that. As good as the Pleiadians, you get a little bit farther down here and you say, I did it again. God, it didn't work. Maybe I'll make him another contract. I'll give him a little more. You all sat here and watch your sister do it. I am going to repeat what I said yesterday. There was no personal difference in the Smiths and here. Overly could have cared less. He just couldn't. I misspoke. He could not have said that. But you see, Dee came to him and said, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? I've got to have help. And they call me, and we go all through it. She decides what she's going to do. And this man has to girlfriends that he's alternating between on the side. That is abuse. And it's abuse of my precious one. But she has to learn, doesn't she?
Excuse me, please, Grandma.